Welcome to the Saguaro Minute, a short program about all things saguaro, beloved icon of the Sonoran Desert. I'm your host, Kimmy Eisel. Climate trends in the Southwest point to hotter and drier conditions in the future. But how do we measure those changes exactly? It turns out that the spines of the saguaro cactus might hold some clues. David Detman is a geochemist who runs the Environmental Isotope Laboratory at the University of Arizona. He's looking at the chemistry of saguaro spines to uncover climate data. Detman studies stable isotopes of oxygen and carbon, which are captured in the saguaro spines.
The spines grow and they take on the isotope chemistry of the water and the sugars and carbohydrates at the very top of the plant. And the water is taken up from rain in the roots, but it undergoes evaporation as it moves up to the top of the plant. So the spines then record the conditions of the very apex of the plant. Then you end up with this time series that's recording each individual year in the history of that plant for water stress and photosynthesis.
Here's another way to think about it. Imagine a fountain with a central spout. The areoles of the cactus, those little bundles of spines, shoot out from the top or the apex, and then they move slowly down the sides as the cactus grows. What's really cool is that each spine has rings around it, kind of like tree rings.
It's really strongly manifest in barrel cactus, especially fishhook barrels. You can see these little stripes along the spines, and that's one day worth of growth, and the same thing happens in saguaros.
Detman's research on spine chemistry has two main implications. For one thing, it's a non-intrusive, non-destructive way of understanding the plant's physiology and how it might fare with coming climate change. For another, it can help us fill in gaps in the historical climate record.
Now that we understand relatively well the meaning of the spine record in terms of a climate record, we're able to then go to new locations that don't have a long climate record and, using the spine chemistry, build a record of the wet-dry seasonality and the amount of rainfall.
Beyond the fascinating chemistry, I was curious about whether Detman's time in the field had given him a new appreciation of the saguaro cactus.
What do you love about the saguaro?
It is great just to get out and get away from my computer and spend time out in the Sonoran Desert.
Do you have a favorite saguaro in your research plots?
Near some of the plots, there are these huge ones. Because they're so big, we don't work on those because we can't get up to the apex of the plant. The really huge ones that are out there still that haven't been hit by lightning, again, are just pretty awe-inspiring in how they've survived for so many decades.